this one's so good, I just gotta let it play, Copper. It's that good. It's gonna hit any second. There it goes. All right, News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and apparently really likes his Aerosmith bump music. So that one is, Copper, you know what that song is? I know it's before your time, but you know that song, Copper?
I forget the title, but that was a pretty good bass drop.
It was. That was Aerosmith's Sweet Emotion. That's, and I think if we could find a way to trim the trailer of it, just a tad, just I don't know if we can do that.
But yeah, I can do that.
Oh, good. All right. Let's see if we can cut a few seconds off the front end so that we can get to the rock as it kicks.
Sure.
You know, apparently I'm going to micromanage the bump music here for a while longer, but nonetheless. All right, folks, listen, I'm moving to number two on the Triple Dipper. And this one is pretty fascinating. And I'm not sure I'm going to get to all of it. And Copper, by the way, if you would, I didn't put it on the board, but if you go ahead and get clip one ready, I'd appreciate that. We'll have that at some point during this segment. So, number one, on the number two on the Triple Dipper, I'm calling this the Woke War Counteroffensive. Well, what's a counteroffensive? Well, just like it sounds like in military parlance, if there is an offensive against one force and the other force then has a chance to regroup itself and fight back, that is the counteroffensive. So they are not just defending at that point, they're fighting back. They're taking the fight to the enemy. Well, in the woke wars, which I've been calling it on this show quite a bit, in the woke wars, it appears that what we are seeing is the counteroffensive beginning. Things are happening, first of all, in terms of some corporations no longer being pushed around. Like they're just saying, you know what, stop, just stop. We're going to go back to just being a capitalist organization that works on behalf of our shareholders and drives profits in terms of the overall corporation. Well, story right here off of hotair.com. Story right here. Yes, Copper, I see your it's play the whole thing. I'm sorry, I didn't put that on there. It's only a 58-second clip. So, yes, just the whole thing. You can just get that one ready. I'm sorry, that was a brief communique between myself and the producer. But yeah, hotair.com, April 23rd, just a couple of days ago. Exxon Corporation has banned the gay pride and BLM flags from flying over corporate headquarters. Well, I question why they were ever flying over corporate headquarters to begin with, but I guess at some point they felt it necessary to show solidarity with a more progressive political stance or cultural stance, a social stance, and maybe it made them look woke. And so at some point, yeah, the corporate headquarters had BLM flags and gay pride flags flying over corporate headquarters. ExxonMobil says no more. We're done with that. So why was the decision announced? Well, the corporation apparently, according to hotair.com, is sending a message that it intends to remain neutral and not continue to succumb to politically correct virtue signaling, is what it says in the article. And he goes on to say it's a smart business move. Just go ahead and ask the head honchos at Walt Disney, who are now feeling the effects of their public stands on social issues. Which, by the way, Disney stock is driven down. So, yeah. Hotair.com reporting that Exxon ain't going to fly the gay pride flag anymore. And it's just, and they came out and said, listen, we're not commenting on your lifestyle by doing that. We're just saying it is not appropriate any longer for us to take these stands. It affects our shareholders, and we can't do that. Okay, good enough. New York Post dated yesterday. New York Post is saying, hey, kudos to Ed Renzi. He's the former McDonald's CEO. All McDonald's worldwide, the CEO, said that companies have no business, in his words, being in politics, as he launched a new initiative, which I'm going to talk about in more detail later in a minute. But literally what we're seeing right now are initiatives springing up, like this one led by Ed Renzi, the former CEO of all of McDonald's, that is trying to coalesce groups of boardroom executives to push back against the push they've been experiencing. It's the counteroffensive, I'm telling you. Well, so all this woke corporate capitalism, there was an article that came out exactly a year ago on Heritage, and it was like the script of a podcast they did. And it talked about corporate wokeness and how it was infiltrating the largest American companies. And it said that literally, if you looked at, for instance, it called out the situation with the Georgia election law that was just being decried by people like Coca-Cola CEO James Quincy or Delta Airlines CEO Ed Bastian or Ford Foundation President Darren Walker. Literally getting in the business of saying, hey, state legislature, we think you need to be more liberal. Well, that's not what they were elected to do. And by the way, corporate giants, you're not elected at all. So how about you just either run for office or go do your job? Basically, what they're saying is know your role. Well, that being said, a member of this podcast team points out something I've been saying on this show. It says, if you're a shareholder of a corporation, you literally own the company and it's your property in the form of capital. And that capital is being diverted into causes and purposes that you never intended to support. But it's all because of this great reset that is being foisted on society. If you remember the Great Reset, it's real, by the way. This is Great Reset is not, you know, some kind of conspiracy theory. It's go look it up. It's real. The Great Reset is being touted by the World Economic Forum, founded by a guy named, led by a guy whose last name is Schwab. His first name escapes me. It's Schwab leading the World Economic Forum, and the founder and CEO of BlackRock have both combined their efforts to create what they call the Great Reset, which says that corporations should get away from shareholder profits and driving the train on what the corporation was designed for. The corporation should instead look at what their ESG scores will be. ESG scores created by the way, the World Economic Forum and people like BlackRock, that look and see whether or not the corporation is woke enough in the form of its environmental, social, and governmental policies. That's why when you see something like Coca-Cola doing a commercial about something that's not even about Coca-Cola, but it's like save the earth kind of stuff, they're putting themselves out there, they're virtue signaling to drive up their own ESG scores. Well, and then on top of that, you see them fighting back on things like, you know, what's happening with the Florida State Legislature, Wall Street Journal, storyline April 4th of this month. It's been the big story. We talked about it multiple times. But it says literally on here, in great parody, it's awesome. It says that, truthfully, the issues that are happening at Disney, it says if Disney is serious about tackling the endemic poison of cisgendered white patriarchal ideology in our wicked society, it's high time they revisited their enormous back catalog of works that have promoted this pernicious propaganda for too long. This is great parody, by the way. The work will be arduous. The damage is vast. Lady and the Tramp, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, The Lion King. The very titles are repugnant efforts at juvenile indoctrination and throwbacks to an age of prejudice and stereotyping and study of human biology. Yes, it's true. I'm not sure what we would call each of those movies now in Disney's world. But nonetheless, what they're saying here is, in great parody, and then they went on to say, you know, all joking aside, Disney got carried away. Their stock has plummeted. Their shareholders are mad. And they just lost a lot of their corporate welfare under state law in Florida because they got way outside their lane. That's what happens when the woke war counteroffensive starts. You did an overreach, folks. I mean, even right now, story off Politico. Did you go to Politico, Phil? Yes, I did. It was hard. I needed a shower when I was done, but I did go to Politico. Story dated earlier this month, roughly April 1st. Apple wields its lobbying might against LGBTQ laws. I can tell you this for a fact. When I was a state senator, Apple would send its people to come see me because they wanted to. I remember in one particular case, Apple sent its lobbyist, which was an actual Apple employee, to come and talk to me to ask whether I would be willing to openly support a law that gave preferential hiring treatment to LGBTQ in-state government. And I said, well, no. I said, if they come in with the right resume, no one cares whether they're gay. No one cares whether, if they do their job right, we don't want to know what their sexual preferences are. If they identify different than what they are born as, keep it to themselves and do their freaking job. That is not a part of what we're going to be hiring for. And, you know, they knew they weren't going to get anywhere with me. Well, that's what Apple is lobbying for and lobbying, by the way, against anything that opposes that. It says right here that in the article from Politico dated April 1st, it's not just states where they have headquarters, said Jay Brown, the senior vice president of research and training for LGBTQ rights organization Human Rights Campaign, HRC, Human Rights Campaign, HRC, we like to call them. It's states where their customers are, which is all over the country. He's talking about Apple. Apple has literally Apple Senior Director of Corporate Communications, a guy named Fred Sains, has been pressing other Fortune 500 companies to denounce orders by, like, Texas that called for child abuse investigations on transgender treatments. And why is that the job of Apple? It's not. But when they get so big and they have so much money, they think they have so much influence, therefore they believe they can affect public policy without having to know the joys of running for the office themselves. That's what happens. All right, well, listen. I've got a clip. It's only 58 seconds long. Let me do this. Copper, clip one, you still good to go on that? All right. Tell you what. Copper, you got it highlighted on the board for me? He's saying yes. Do I have Copper on the line? Thank you. All right, Copper, go ahead. Let's do this. This is Pastor Mark Little talking about why he wished corporations would stop catering to Black Lives Matter. And by the way, he's a black pastor. Go ahead and play clip one.
Brian, these are very smart people. Before they wrote the check, we saw Black Lives Matter leadership cross that bridge and say, pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon. They had a website up that made it very clear what their intentions were, to destroy the nuclear family. These are communists, Brian, and these corporate titans have made their living off of the greatness of this land and this country. And Black Lives Matter and its leadership, what they've done is they've gotten their reparations. But they left our police departments and our cities with the carnage. We've got a 533% increase in homicides in Portland, 132% increase in Milwaukee, and on and on. This is called crime by Coca-Cola. Crime brought to you by Peloton. Crime brought to you by Papa John's. Crime brought to you by Comcast NBC. They should know better.
And they should know better. And that was an interview with Pastor Mark Little on Brian Kilmeade's show on Fox. And it was a great quote. And folks, I'm going to tell you right now, as we move to the break, go ahead and give us the break, Copper. But as we move to the break, let me just tell you, the counteroffensive has begun. And I'm going to tell you more in a minute about a group of CEOs getting together saying enough. And oh, by the way, it's not just enough, we're going to stop here. It's enough and we're fighting back. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Time now, 3:54 PM. You're going to want to stay tuned because top of the hour, I enjoy this. We had to miss it Friday because we went ahead and let Copper have her day off. But yeah, we're going to make up for that with today having a run at Copper and the Birdman, top of the hour. So yeah, you're going to want to hear that because I love hearing their opinions, and it's usually something I hear in there that I like, I could do in a whole segment on that. So there is that. Although Copper, we did have to ban you from playing rap music at the, you know, it's,
that's, yes, that's... I'm never going to live that down.
No, you're not. But then again, it's just part of why we love you. It's all okay. Hey, listen, I'm back on number two on the Triple Dipper. I'm talking about the woke war counteroffensive, and I'm serious when I say this. You know, a counteroffensive is when you move from just being purely in defensive mode because you're being attacked to, you know what, I'm punching back. I am fighting back. I am doing what's necessary. Well, here's an exclusive that came out five days ago. If you haven't already heard this, I got this one off of Fox Business. Exclusive, former McDonald's CEO to fight woke politics. So Fox Business has learned that... his name is Rincey, who I forgot his first name now, but I think it's Edward Rincey, is the former CEO of all of McDonald's. So the former CEO of all of McDonald's, it says, is now partnering with a team of advocacy groups to launch what's called the Boardroom Initiative. It's a coalition with a mission to push back against U.S. corporations whose boardrooms are becoming way too political. Yeah, that's huge. So he's going to serve as the executive chairman of the initiative. It comprises other conservative advocacy groups like one called the Job Creators Network that was founded by Home Depot's co-founder Bernie Marcus, along with two other conservative advocacy groups. One's called the Free Enterprise Group. The other one's called Second Vote. And their stated goal is to defend shareholders and employees of public corporations from woke policies and ensure corporate accountability. Here's Renzi's quote. I mean, he was McDonald's CEO from 1991 to 97, right? He's the one who founded, who basically has created Chicken McNuggets. His quote is, "Corporations have no business being on the right or the left because they represent everybody, and their sole job is to build equity for the investors." And he says basically the Boardroom Initiative is among another growing number of advocacy groups that have sprung up in recent years in response to the progressive policies being adopted by corporate boardrooms, and maybe the bedrooms too, who knows, at companies like money management giant BlackRock. And he says it relates also to this ESG scoring that we're seeing. ESG stands for Environmental Social Governance. I talked about it a moment ago. And it's a concept being used to address things like climate change and diversity on boards and supporting social justice measures like Black Lives Matter and, you know, the LGBTQ agenda. And conservatives say such politicization has no place in the boardroom. Well, I agree. Well, another follow-up to that in an interview that Ed Renzi, did on Fox again, this time on FoxNews.com, dated April 22nd. He literally said this. It's a long quote, but just bear with me. He says, "The last couple of years has been an awful lot of bullying going on." He said, "This is the classic fear that our founders had of the tyranny of the minority." He said, "I think a lot of our media has been complicit. When you look at Black Lives Matter and it's being born during the Floyd murder case and all that, boards are somewhat scared because of these things." And he says, "And now you got the environmental social work that's going on. Insurance companies are going to rate companies on the basis of how well they do their studies on them and then report on them." He said, "They're going to rate the companies down if they don't do a good job." Well, that's not the job of the insurance companies, and it's not the job of the corporations. Thank you, Ed Renzi, for leading the charge. Well, between that and governmental leaders like Ron DeSantis saying, "Listen, you want to be in our state? How about you stop trying to jack up our politics?" Or Black Lives Matter, you know, being told, "You know what? You're not welcome here anymore." Or Exxon, like I said earlier, deciding it won't fly the gay pride flag. You still have things like Oreo, the Oreo company. It just hurts me. But rainbow Oreos are a thing. Well, folks, we just want to buy the product, the goods, the services, without the stigma of believing that they don't care a thing about us as the consumer. And it shouldn't have to be that shareholders who invested their capital in a corporation have to wonder if the stock value is going to be driven down because the corporation is going to try virtue signaling on a daily basis. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, the Boardroom Initiative, I'm going to be following this one because this is a part of the woke war counteroffensive. And I am glad for one that it's finally started. All right, folks, that was a half hour gone quickly. Coming up next, though, Copper and the Birdman. We're going to see what kind of opinions we can get out of them on some questions. I got them lined up, and they're ready to roll. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.